Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Joaquin chiming in again. Another today's topic, we're just going to talk, okay? I'm in a strange environment. Well, you know, we always talk about love first, so I'm going to play one of our songs off my album, so you can hear it. And right after that, we will start our little chit-chat, okay?
So bad I found Jesus, he went through what he got to do for me. He has turned my life around, he went through what he got to do for me. This young girl, she was sad and sick as she could be.
Greetings, it's your brother Joaquin coming to you live and in living color. Well, you know, we always start off with love. Love is our most important topic of the day, okay? But that's our biggest problem right now. We do not know how to love each other, all right? Love is an action word. So when they be saying, oh, I love you, it shouldn't be, I love you. It should be, I want to love you. I'm going to be there every day doing what I got to do to make you feel good, to make you feel better, you know? I want to be a part of your life. I want to be a part of your dreams and part of your nightmares. I want to be a part of everything. So I want to love you, okay? And we ain't talking about knocking boots in the bed. And when somebody said like that, I want to love you, you think you're talking about knocking boots in the bed. But over here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about learning things about you, getting to know you, what's your favorite toothpaste, what's your favorite eyeliner, you know, what kind of books you read, what's this and what's that. That's what we're talking about. So when we go to the store to get something, we'll know exactly what we need for you and what we have to bring back to make you feel good when we come back. Now, I'm in an environment that I have no control of. So we're gonna be bringing music in at almost any time, okay? Right? So for right now, let's talk about that love thing, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. I know you're trying to hear it, but I got to say it every time because we don't seem to, we hear it, but we don't seem to put it into practice. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? And that's where we're at right now. We have to figure out how to get into relationships where relationships are kind of like feel-good relationships where we know exactly what's going on and exactly what the other person, the two people, are doing everything they can to make you feel good, you know? And if that happens, then you're in a feel-good relationship, okay? Now, excuse me, it's been a long day, but we're here, you know? We're here. We're going to be broadcasting as many days as possible from this location. Right now, it's pretty quiet over here where I am. It affords me the opportunity to broadcast, okay? Now, I'm not going to do a whole show on that today. Maybe one day I will, but right now, let's just talk, okay? And my primary talk is about the Bible. I love talking about the Bible. Oh, my God. But we're going to start there. Bible 2.0. Well, here's the problem that we have. Why do I have so many church groups and all that? The Bible is not a religious book. So any group can claim the Bible as their religious book because it's not a religious book. It's a book to build empires, okay? That's what I'm saying. The Bible is a book. It's an empire-building book. For those of you who have the Bible and you're listening to whoever brings you your thought process to the book, you're in for a rude awakening when you get into the book for the book's sake, okay? Now, well, I think for the night, let's go just a little bit pre-Bible, all right? Now, we talk about the beginning of everything, how everything started, where it came from, what it is, you know? At one time, the only thing that was here, we're talking about the uncaused cause. That's what we're talking about, okay? At one time, there was something that nothing caused it to exist. It's the cause of everything to exist. We call it the uncaused cause because it didn't have a cause. It didn't have somebody developing it or anything like that. It was just here. And it's hard to get your head around that, but if you keep going back, well, where did this come from? Where did that come from? This guy, you're going to go on for the next 2 million years, and you're going to have to come to the conclusion one day, man, there had to be a time when something was just here. And that something is what everything is made up out of. Now, think about it. What is everything made up out of? Everything is made up out of energy. Energy is what everything is made up out of. Now, you have basically two types of energy broken down into multiple things. You have incorporeal energy and corporeal energy. In our culture, mostly we'd be dealing with corporeal energy, breaking down the DNA and the, you know, the neutrons and protons and getting the quantum, you know, that we're dealing with corporeal energy or corporeal beings, right? So now, in the beginning, I don't like to use the term beginning, but at one time, incorporeal energy was all that was here. And incorporeal energy has an incorporeal system that keeps it moving constantly. It's a term for it. It comes to me in a minute. But, boy. Right now, perpetual motion, that was what I was looking for. That incorporeal energy is set up as perpetual motion. So when the incorporeal energy, as it moves, having perpetual motion, it gives off a corporeal gas, okay? And this corporeal gas right? Can't stay in the same environment with incorporeal gas. So the incorporeal gas and the corporeal gas trying to be in the same environment starts producing matter, okay? Starts producing what we call space, okay? But it's actually a form of energy, okay? The fabric, that's what I'm looking for, a fabric of space. It's actually a form of energy, okay? And then there's a barrier. That form of energy creates a barrier between the incorporeal and the corporeal realm, right? Now, when you have incorporeal energy and corporeal energy all together like that and developing the fabric of space, that creates a chaos. And that chaos is what we call a black hole. Because there has to be a barrier or a dimension set up so that you can go from one dimension to the other. That would be incorporeal energy to corporeal. That's what that black hole is. That's what that dimension, that's what it's set up, okay? Now, I'm not going to go too far into that, but I just want to let you, just give you an idea that there is another thought process out there, how things were started. We're talking about the fabric of space, dark matter, all that stuff, you know. We'll get into the whole nine yards one day, but I just want to give you that there is another thought process out there that we're letting you know that the Darwin religion is just a religion. There was no Big Bang. Hello? Yeah, there was no Big Bang. And I think that with the new telescope they put up, they're noting that they're not finding enough material to justify the thought process of the Big Bang, okay? Now, let's go strictly to the thought process of the Bible. Now, when we talk about Psalm 82:6, it says that we are all God. That's what it says, okay? Now, everywhere they talk about God in the Bible, if you relate that to men and women, it will give you a better understanding of the Bible's thought process, okay? Because they want you to believe in the Savior. Okay, somebody that's going to come and get you from my left. Now, what you don't realize is that the Savior you're looking for has been in your mirror the whole time, you know? And that's what when Yahshua said, our position here myself. You can save yourself. Now, the question is, what do you need saving from? All right? The one law of the universe is action or reaction. No, I'm sorry. It's reap what you sow. That's the one law of the universe. Then you have to be mindful of what you're doing every day that's bringing things back to you that you absolutely don't like. Okay? And it's like what they turn when a person beat their head against the wall and the wall won't change, but they keep doing it anyway, hoping the wall will change. That's a mark of insanity. Well, that's what you are. You're insane and you think you're going to be running around doing the same thing you're doing, expecting a different result. You have to change something in order for something to change. That's how this works, okay? Now, so if you put that thought process on it and you go back to what they will call in the Bible, and it says, let us create the heavens and the earth. So if you realize when that's men and women, that means we had ships, technology to create planets. So we're not from this little speck. We made this little speck. That's all I'm saying. And there's a long lecture about this pre-Bible, you know. I'll just be giving a little bit to you as kind of telling them as we go on. But you are a god. A god is a designer. That's what you do. You are a designer. You can design any kind of future you want and make it happen because you got it like that. That's what's going on, you know? But you have to step up to the plate. You have to step up and realize who you are. Okay? The book tells you who you are. You're our God. You're our designer. Let me give you a little sneak peek or something. When God made Adam and Eve and told them not to eat of this particular tree, and they went and ate of this tree anyway, right? I said, if you eat this tree, you become gods like us, knowing good and evil. or they ate of the tree. That made them gods. What is a god? God is a designer. What did they do after they ate from the tree? They began to design clothes for themselves. They sewed leaves together to make an apron. And God didn't show them that. When God come along and showed that they were naked, then who told you he was naked? Because he sure didn't tell them. He didn't give them information. And then when they saw that they was naked, they sewed leaves together to make an apron. This is Adam and Eve. So when we talk about God, Adam and Eve were gods. That's what they were, okay? I'm not going to get too much into it. I just wanted to touch on some of these subjects on it and give you a for instance, you know? Now, why is this teaching so basic? Why they wanted to kill Jesus because of this wrong teaching? This teaching is kind of dangerous because as men and women, there's all kinds of restrictions placed on you in the book. Tons of restrictions from men and women. Can't do this, can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But Psalms 82 exposes that. It tells you that you are a God, not a man or woman. You're men and women when you come out the womb and you have developed into the God that you are. And once you become a designer, have you ever noticed why they say, oh, he's a teenager? They're coming into their godhood. They're not teenagers. They're men and women coming into their godhood. They want to begin to design their own future, to design their own life. It's how do you tell them what to do? Their brains is kicking in, and they want to do something the way they want to do it because they are designers. They're coming into their godhood, okay? And that's what's going on. And that's what's going on with you. So this is what makes the teaching so dangerous. He that eateth from me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I have in you. Man said you can be greater than him. So if you can be greater than him, how can he be your Lord and Savior when you can do greater works than what he did? That means you can save yourself. You know what I mean? And here, Yahshua was so humble, you call Jesus, he was so humble, he would give himself this kind of credit, you know? He said, it's not my will be done, but thy will be done, okay? Because it wasn't about him. It was about that which brought him into existence. And it's always been about that. We call it the Christ consciousness, okay? And it's permeating through everything in the universe. Some people call it the universal mind, but we call it the Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness is where we want to be at, what we want to be doing, okay? Now, we're gonna hit another song here off the album. It's my CD. It's on the internet. It's on Spotify. It's out there everywhere. If you just want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube on the Elohim Project. Jesus is coming, and you can listen to it. You know, don't forget to put the like button up there when you do. Okay, so let's listen to one of these songs here. I've got the spirit.
With you, so let Jesus in your life, and he will make your whole life brand new. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. 'Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds. that could not be bought or sold. So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all the dusty road, don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and woe. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Not the God, it's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause love's got this about spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause love's got this about spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause love's got this about spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Love's got this about spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Love's got this about spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
Well, well, there you have it. It's not about spirit. I've got the spirit. It's not about the diamonds and gold, okay? That's what we're talking about, you know? We got to get into it, you know? So let's just switch up here a little bit. Come off the, Bible, because everything that we're talking about is basically related to the Bible. You know, it's probably what you eat now, you know? Why are we sick? Why are we laying up in a doctor's office 24/7 with all these diseases? And the immune system is very, very powerful, you know? With this powerful immune system, we have to get sick, shut down, thousands of people are dying when they don't need to. And most of it comes from what you eat. You eat like crap out there. You need to change what you eat. And what you need to know is that all of the ingredients work together to make the perfect cell, okay? Now, every 7 years, every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell, okay? And the only reason the cells are all right is because when you eat, the body eats the cell, you have defective cells. So you have to kind of like eat right. It's like when you make a cake. Take the cake, put all the ingredients in there, the cake come out fine. You miss some of the ingredients, you got a problem with the cake. Okay? So when you eat, you start eat the same way. You put all the minerals and nutrients in the body that you need right there. And that way, as it digests, you're making the perfect cell, which is what you want to do. And then they ask you, well, why do you eat? Some people eat to gain weight. Some people eat to lose weight, you know? Some people eat just because they like to eat. But there's, you have to do some research and start checking on yourself as far as your diet is concerned and what you need to be eating, you know. We might not be able to stay on the airway for the whole full hour, okay? So we might have to cut this short. Remember I told you I'm in an environment that I have no control over. But at least we're here, at least I'm on the air, at least I'm giving up some kind of information that you might come meet. If somebody asks me, do I want to come and teach? No. I'm not qualified to teach anybody. That goes to Christ. Christ is the teacher in this day and time. So that's what's going on right now. So what I'm going to do, let's hit another. We do have an Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love, okay? And in that society, we have our own national anthem and stuff, you know? So what I want to do, I want to go back to that. And I want to play, I want to play that national anthem for you, so that you can hear it for yourself, okay? It's not coming up in the play, so we're not going to play the national anthem. It's not coming up. So let's deal with the 911 Jesus Mercy. This is another one off the album. Let me play this right quick so you can listen to another one of the songs off the album, okay?
Hello?
Yes, is this resonating with me?
Yes, it is.
Well, I haven't been to church lately, and I'd like for you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell him that I need him right away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on. That's another song off the album. In fact, that's on the album. 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. So we're here discussing a few things. We're just talking, just chit-chatting. Having a little fireside chat here. Talking about some very important things, you know. You know the electricity's coming up in November. You guys got to get out there and vote. Don't care who you vote for. Just get out there and vote. That way they know that that vote is out there. And they'll start coming after you for that vote. But if you don't vote, they ain't worried about you. Okay? You got to let them know that you have potential power to fire them or take them off. got to make a little better for them, okay? Now, I know I said we're going to be here for the whole hour, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do the whole hour, okay? So, remember, love is active, make everyone feel good. So, we're going to shut down a little bit early, okay? And look for me here tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We're going to try to figure out as many days as possible in this particular environment that I'm in, okay? Love you guys.